and two and three. Hit it!
ATA Productions presents A Pig Life. Have you ever sat at a table in your kitchen while eating like some type of meat and thinking about what was their life about, how they feel and how they picture the world and like, you know, feel about getting eaten? Were they afraid of anything? Did they have a favorite food? Did they have a mom? Do they have a name? I wonder what pigs think about being eaten, getting butchered, right before their head's about to get chopped off, blood squirting all over the place, and hitting like different things, and they're like only able to see their parents squealing. And you hear a big chomp and a thud, and they just know it's all over. And you'll only get to see them in the next life. Whatever that next life is.
I was there when the pigs got butchered. I was the parent that saw my child get murdered. After that, I refused to get eaten by humans. So I got out and ran away. Ran as far away as I can. I'll never go back there ever again. And my name is Gabe, the runaway pig.
"Where did my pet pig Gabe go?" said the farmer, looking around searching for his prized possession.
"Where is my piggy?"
"Dad, why are you looking for Gabe?" said Sally Mae.
"I would like to feast upon his lungs until this pig can't breathe no more."
Then Sally Mae's twin sister Shy came. "We should go looking for Gabe so our dad don't find him and eat him," she said.
"I want to drink his blood until my thirst is quenched. And I would like my daughters to help me find that pig. But I guess not, because my daughters are too busy helping a helpless pig. And that's it. I'ma eat him. I'ma find that pig and I'ma feast on him until he dies," he said while pacing a room furiously because he heard his daughters betraying him.
As Bob the Fly was flying down the road, he saw an angry farmer with chainsaws and guns and stuff, get angrily inside his truck and almost ran him over. Beep, beep, whoa!
Meanwhile, in the truck.
"That's the way that the world goes
around. I'm traveling down the road and I'm tired. Got done working 9 to 5. Seeing the pain, I drive.
"Watch out where you're going, don't you see me flying here?"
Bob the Fly was very furious, flying off course and almost crash landing.
"I lost track where I was going."
When all of a sudden he saw this pig laying down, not knowing whether he was alive or dead.
"Oh shoot, what's this pig doing on the ground? Maybe I should go get my wife and tell her to put the maggot babies inside of him so he can eat them inside out."
What are you doing?"
"Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were dead."
"No, I'm not dead. I'm taking a nap."
"Oh, I never seen a pig take a nap out here. Aren't you supposed to be a farm pig?"
"I was a farm pig until they killed my family. I'm a runaway pig now."
"Oh, shoot. I didn't even know that."
"Really?
Really? I'm just an old fly finding his way."
"Hey, question. You didn't have to see a man riding a truck around here, did you?"
"Oh, yeah. You just passed down this road a couple minutes ago."
"Ah, crud."
"What's wrong?"
"He's the one that's trying to find me and kill me."
"Oh, snap. I never liked humans anyways. You can't trust them.
Hey.
Know, one time, they squished my mom, and I weep for days. I weep for months. And then, you know, I just forgot about her. Oh gosh, I just remember."
"Hey, Sam." "You done?"
"Yes."
"Some..."
"Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry."
"All right, some humans are good. Trust me, this is like two girls that care about me the most. Besides their crazy psychopathic dad."
"Yeah, right. Everything is about blood. So if their dad is crazy and psychopath, then they are too.
Hey, don't say that.
Meanwhile, in the truck, the farmer was singing.
Gonna fry that pig, gonna kill that pig, gonna kill that pig until it bleeds. It will not live no more, no, 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 no. It will not breathe.
To be continued.
Dun, dun, dun.